Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Project Loving Myself Podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
We talk about it. If we met
five years ago,
would it work? Probably not. But it's just perfect timing.
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Hello again, this is Sanaya Gurnamal, and I'm back with you on Project Loving Myself with a very, very special episode today. If you have been following the podcast or me on social media, you might have picked up on the buzz about what happened on season one of this podcast. On episode 19 of season one, I interviewed Filipina actress and model Ellen Adarna on the show, and I took her into a Theta Healing soulmate manifestation. We actually did it live on the podcast, and I told her that her soulmate would come into her life in about 3 months. Of course, 3 months later, she met the man of her dreams. They started dating and recently got engaged, with social media being on fire over Derek Ramsey's oh-so-romantic proposal to her. So I thought it would be so fitting to have them both back on Project Loving Myself to talk about how this happened. I can't think of a better couple to talk about soulmates, manifestation, relationships, and coming together during a global pandemic than these two, because they literally epitomize the dream. Both of them need no introduction, but I will give you one anyway. Ellen Adarna was on the podcast last season to talk about conquering mental health, but the episode ended with the soulmate manifestation that led her to Derek, who is also an actor, model, TV host, and athlete, a household name here in the Philippines. Both have had their share of relationships and have had to heal from them, but they are here today because they believe in love and they know they deserve to be happy with each other. I want to know a lot more about how they got here, and I'm sure you do too. So welcome back, Ellen, and it's such a pleasure to have you on the show with us, Derek. I look forward to getting to know you better over the next hour. And by the way, guys, I have a special treat for this episode. With their permission, I will be downloading their relationship aura with some special energies to keep their relationship sacred and protected from any kind of negative energy, jealousy, or anyone who tries to get in between them. So do stay with us until the end of this episode. Welcome to the show, Ellen and Derek.
Hi.
Hi, guys. It is so awesome to see you both together. How does it feel?
It's nice to meet you. I'm kind of nervous and excited.
Yes, it's the first time he told me he's scared. I was like, what are you scared about?
I don't know.
He's scared I'm going to grill him on some questions. But of course I'm not, you know. I'm definitely just really interested, Derek, in, you know, how this has happened for you. And of course for you, Ellen. We talked, a few months ago on this podcast, and you're engaged, you're going to get married. I mean, everything has just moved so incredibly fast, but I can see that you two are just so perfect for each other. I mean, it's the energy, you can see it between the two of you. Like completing each other's sentences and everything. I love it. So tell me the story. Okay, how did you two meet?
Okay.
You know, how did you
want me to be a storyteller? So let him do the
talk. It's funny. We both, of course, know of we were following each other on Instagram. But funny, we never got to meet in our industry. We were paired for a movie, but that didn't push through. But we never came across one another in any of the events, gatherings, nothing. We never saw each other.
So you saw me, but we never
I saw you at a wake. So I've never spoken to her except through social media because I was following her. So we would message every now and then, not so often.
No, like commenting.
Commenting, yeah.
If I post a Trump video or it's like a reaction to the story.
Yeah, so okay. Never thought of like Ellen in like,
nothing flirty or no, you know nothing like that.
Zero. And one day I see on my feed that he's walking around the village, and I was like, oh, that looks familiar. This is like the same place where I live. And
same street.
Same street, like what? 10 no. houses down, less. Yeah, 10 houses now.
Because the park where we walk,
yeah,
that's Maria Cristina.
Correct.
Street.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's his street.
So, yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You've been like literally like right next to each other this whole time.
And I don't know.
Wow.
Friends that lives right beside Ellen, like literally the house next door.
Yeah.
They call me and say, hey, Derek, Ellen's here. And I'm like, and so. And, you know, I'm like, why are you telling me this? It's actually, I know because I see her stories. No, we just wanted you to know. You know, she's our neighbor. Like, it's so strange. Why are you telling me about this? But they didn't introduce
okay.
her. And funny enough, Ellen decided to do a show with a friend of mine. And one day, this friend calls me and says, could you come down and meet up with me? I want to introduce you to someone. I'm like, who? And he's like, Ellen. And then Ellen got on the phone and Ellen's like, hey, why don't you just come? And then passes the phone back to my friend. And my friend's like, please, can you come? So I went and I got to meet her. So I walked into this hotel restaurant and Ellen was coming from the toilet. And as I walked in, we faced each other and she just goes,
I was tipsy
and
he was so good looking. So
she said, wow, you're so good looking, and then buggered off. And I was like, wow, that's a good introduction. So I'm comfortable with her already. You know, it's not like I had to put up this humble, you know, nice guy image or whatever. I just felt comfortable being myself around her, and she was the same. And we had a good evening. So we go down to the lobby and her car's not there. And I offered for her to ride with me together with her PA and my nephew and my nephew's girlfriend.
Because we're neighbors.
Yeah, we're neighbors. We're like, I'm going that way too. So I can give you a ride. And she's like, okay. And then she left her PA.
Yeah.
She goes, you wait for the driver. I'm riding with him. So
we got to talk.
Yeah, we got to talk.
Okay.
It's a short drive, 20-minute drive home. But I got to know so much about her. And
that 20 minutes.
In that 20 minutes. So I dropped her off. She went her way. And I went home. And she went into a lockdown taping, right, for 5 days.
Yeah.
And after she came back from that lockdown taping, she I fixed a dinner here in the house for all of them.
Including John.
John, yeah. and a friend that we saw at that restaurant. We just suddenly came and said, hey, I live on the same street too. So
yeah,
like, wow.
We all live in the
so
same
we're all
street.
On the same street. Okay, I'll throw a dinner for all of us.
Wait, what is the street? I want to go hang out in the street.
So I throw a dinner and I'm always on time. She was there, I think, 15 minutes before It was at 5 o'clock. You arrived about 4:45, and I got to talk to her before all the other guests arrived. And that's the night where I just knew something was different.
And after that, you called me every day.
Yeah. I was in denial, but I felt it. There was something different.
What in denial? John said that you had a crush on me before, Bob.
Yeah, a crush. That doesn't mean a crush is normal. Crush is normal, but this was something different. I was like, what is this? No. This, I can't accept this. This can't be happening to me. And we just hung out every day. We wouldn't even hold hands, kiss, nothing. Like,
wholesome.
We both knew we liked each other. She was very honest and I was very honest, but very wholesome. Like, we're back in high school. She was sneaking out of the window of her aunt's house.
I wasn't really allowed to go out because of COVID.
And check this out, she broke up with me when we weren't even together. So I was like, what are you talking about? We're not even together. But it was just something really, really different. And I knew that she was special after I met her son and how I saw how she takes care of her son and how she prioritizes her son. And that made me just fall even more. And yeah, the rest was history. We were going on trips together with her son, with her friends. My friends get along with her friends.
Everything just clicked.
Yeah.
Everything, it was so easy and effortless.
Everyone around us, even before
it happened so naturally.
Yeah, everyone around us, even before we actually met, when they knew that Ellen and Derek were in the same village, everybody, for some reason, said, these two who have never met are going to get together. And we're like, why do people think? And they're like, no. And now, they knew. Everyone knew. And when we were getting to know each other, our friends, like, they all knew this is not just a, you know, just a hookup. There's something going on here. And my dearest friend said that Derek, the Derek of 15 years ago, the real Derek we know, is actually back. Because I became this serious, boring guy, not living life anymore. And that's what I always tell her. You brought that life in me back.
Wow, Derek, seriously. You know, it brings me to something I was thinking about while you were talking, Derek. Do you think that, you know, the two of you in this living in the same place, you know, same industry, there were so many times where you could have crossed paths.
Yeah, remember when we did the theta healing?
Yeah.
I was in Cebu. And then a month after, I flew here. I came here for work and then I got stuck.
But Ellen, there were so many points I think you guys could have crossed paths before this. But it was kind of like, in my mind, neither of you were ready to meet each other until now. Like, you've been through a lot, Ellen. Derek, it sounds like, has been through his own journey as well. And you were both sort of the people you needed to be for this to happen. That's why it never happened before this. And that's why everybody thought you guys would make a good fit, but it just, you know, it didn't sort of materialize until now.
Actually, we talk about it. If we met
5 years ago,
would it work? Probably not. But it's just perfect timing. Like, yeah.
You were ready. You were both ready for each other. You know, and that's what we say about soulmates.
I would give it advice. You should really take your time and really know, because marriage is no joke.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's true what they say, when you know, you know. Right?
Yeah.
Before I could never imagine what when you know, are you talking about? How can you say the one, right?
Like, I never spoke about marriage in my past relationships. I don't want to sound mean, but I just want to be respectful to my partner. It wasn't something I really wanted to talk about. And that doesn't really make me a bad person. It's just, you know, I just didn't feel ready.
You weren't there yet.
I can't believe how we spoke about it. We were just lying in bed both of us were actually very vocal. Yeah, we're very vocal about, you know, not really comfortable about that M word. And we were lying down in bed, and it just popped out, and we were so comfortable talking about it. And I was like, wait, I'm not usually comfortable talking about this. And she said she's not comfortable talking about this, but here we are, so comfortable talking about it. So, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because when you know, why wait? You know, when you know the inevitable, right? There's no fear, there's no resistance, and you know this is right. You want to spend the rest of your life with this person. So, yeah. Now, Derek, okay, you know about the soulmate manifestation, right? I'm sure Ellen told you about what we did on the podcast a couple of months ago, right? So what do you think about that? I mean, she did this manifestation. I said, give it 3 months. And you literally walked into her life in 3 months, right, Ellen?
The interview.
You know what? I think it was like November.
That's why I told you.
Yeah.
We messaged and you were like, Sanaya, it's been 3 months and this is what happened. So it was, the timing was incredible.
If you spoke to me before all of this, maybe I'd be like, what? Nah. Come on. Right? But then, like, when she told me and everything and the way I'm feeling and the way things are happening, there is this energy. When people ask me about love, my answer now is it's like this imbalance, this energy that you feel rather than, you know, the other common answers that you get. It's now, it's just this energy, this imbalance that I feel in my body. And yeah, when she told me about that 3 month thing, I was like, whoa, okay, this is pretty intense. I guess that's why I'm nervous for this thing today.
Well, you know, honestly, a lot of people don't believe in this until it happens, you know, and once you're there, you can't deny that this is more than what you ever thought was possible in a relationship.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? So what is your concept of relationships? What is your concept of the one? Tell me about that.
Me?
You start.
I always be first. The one? Well, this is like what I was telling. She's like, Ellen makes me feel like good about myself. I feel I like me. I'm happy to be me. I just... sounds cheesy, I would say. I feel like I'm complete. I'm safe. So I keep telling Ellen, I feel safe around you. Even when she goes crazy and she scares me, I feel safe, but I feel scared to lose her and to lose what we have. But even though I'm scared, I feel safe. And it's weird, right?
Can you explain that?
Completely contradicts. Yeah,
but it's contradictory, but it also makes perfect sense because when you really value what you have, you're always going to, you're never going to want to lose
she's
it.
The one, you don't.
Right.
It's effortless. Even when you fight, solving it, talking about it, it's effortless. I mean, yeah, it's stress. I mean, love is stress, right? It's good stress. It's bad stress. But when in anything that we do together, it just feels effortless. I don't have to think about the things I say. It just comes out, you know, and there's no raising of voice. There's no...
No, there's that respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's what we say soulmates are. With soulmates, it's just really easy and compatible. It's like normal, you know, like it just feels just so
natural. But you think with our personalities, that's the thing. That's the funny thing is I keep on telling her, I feel like I'm a sissy now. I feel like a sissy. Even when I told her I love her the first time, I can't believe I'm saying this, but yeah, I panicked. I had a panic attack and I ran to the toilet and I hid in the bathroom. And she's like, what's wrong with you? Wait, can you come out? What did you say? I'm like, whatever, you heard it. And she's like, come out. Can you come out? Can you come out? And I just panicked. And then I gained the courage and I came back out and I told her how I felt. And she told me how she felt. And yeah, it's I really feel like I've turned into the sissy, but hey, I'm happy.
It's a best kind of sissy, right? Like you actually feel good in being this way.
Yeah, it's funny. It's strange because I'm not used to it, but yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah. But Derek, you never felt like this before. Like in other relationships, this kind of nervousness, this kind of, you never experienced any of this.
No, I'm not one to compare relationships, but there were times that I thought that I'm in love, and I've realized that, you know, love is probably the most complicated thing in life to understand. It's not supposed to be easy, but with all those experiences now, and I learned so much from those relationships, and I guess what I saw in those relationships that maybe this is the girl I could be with, let's see, but it never brought that X thing that would make me want to just jump in there and marry them. And with Ellen, I think I already knew in the first 3 days, like, this is this is something different. What's going on here? And seriously, it's like a panic attack. I like to be in control of everything that I do. I'm used to that. I'm used to being in control. And here, I was like, what's going on? The feelings that I have, the emotions that I can't control them. And, I stay awake at night. It's like, what the hell is this? I'd even message her at like 2-3 in the morning. Can't sleep. And
so cute.
Yeah, it was really fast.
Yeah. You know, Derek, you said it took you 44 years to find this. But I'd say at least you found it in 44 years. You know, a lot of people will go through their entire life and never experience this.
Yeah. And you know what's cool is when we...
Because you're both patient. You're patient.
Yeah, it's funny. We have people who support us. We have people who bash us. And for those who support us, they shared so many of their stories. Like, I only knew my husband for 11 days before we got married. Or it's just so nice. And they have a happy marriage. Like, they've been married 30, 40 years, and it's just, it's wonderful. And
they can relate.
I used to be the guy, this guy's never going to get married. This guy's the type of guy that's just going to be a bachelor for the rest of his life. And I always said, no, I want to get married, because my parents have been married close to 50 years, and that's, you know, the perfect marriage for me to follow, right? Like, I grew up very lucky, blessed to have a family that's intact, and parents who really, really love each other and are really meant to be. So I said, I want to have that.
But you have a standard.
I have to have it with the right person. And, you know, you get qualities,
right?
The relationships in the past, they have the qualities of what you think would make a perfect wife or a perfect partner. But then now I realized I was just all wrong. It's about this thing I can't explain. It's just this energy, this thing that happens inside of you that you know, and you have to just follow that feeling, that energy.
Yeah. Wow. Beautiful. Ellen, how about you, your side? Like, what do you think of now? I mean, you're in love, you're in this relationship that I'm sure is completely different from what you've been through. Because we talked a little bit about your history. So what is your perspective? Like, what was going on in your head this whole time since you've met Derek?
So he has all the qualities that I was not looking for, but is it the right word? Like,
or you wanted. You wanted.
Wanted, right?
Yeah.
I mean, check. Handsome check. Respectful check. A smart check. Blah, blah, blah. Check, check, check. And then when I met him, when I really got to know him, we had that connection. So parang, okay, this is it. Check na in everything plus the connection. So it was so easy. Fall in love.
Yeah. And I told you to list the things you want in a person. And I remember in your mind, you listed all those things.
I told him, I did not ask for Derek Ramsey. Not Derek Ramsey. Okay.
But I'm sure he has everything that you put on your list when you did the manifestation.
But I never imagined it would be him, because I thought he was like, headache, stress. So yeah, it wasn't you. I imagined.
Yeah. And while you were getting to know him, Ellen, did you know, like, this is it? Was it like, what's going on? What was your feeling throughout the relationship?
It's to you.
Don't look at him.
I knew. And I talked to him about it early on, like the first week or the second week. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, it's funny because with my exes, I never imagined a future with them. I couldn't imagine myself, you know, being with them or being together for a long time or forever. But, and I told you this, like with you, it's like, it's so weird. I'm visualizing, like, you are part of it. Like, I can see you in my future, like, and it's just there. So it's like, I guess that's it.
Do you think, Ellen, all the work you did on yourself, right, before, like in Bali and everything you went through before that, you did a lot of self-discovery. You did a lot of amazing work on yourself. Do you think that really prepared you for this?
For sure. Because if Derek met me 2 years ago, I don't think, like, before I fixed myself, I don't think we'll have that connection like what we have now.
And I think this is what Derek means when he says, you know, he feels like he likes himself around you, you know, because he feels your acceptance. He feels your respect. He feels, you know, the way you have learned to love your own self, your capacity to love another person has grown with that. And I think that's what he feels. That's why it works so well. That's the energy between the two of you.
I like that.
What do you think of that? Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you something else, though. Both of you have had your own share of relationship history. And I'm not, you know, I'm not looking to compare because I don't believe in that. I do believe every relationship has given you something that made you who you are today. So you are these people who came together for each other, right? But what did you learn from your past relationships? Like, what experiences do you think, experiences, lessons brought you to where you are today that you're able to connect with each other like this? Derek, you're first. I saw Ellen's look on her face and she's like, oh no. And I was like, okay, Derek, you're going to go first.
Well, like you said, in every relationship, you take something from it, whether, you know, if the separation was on a good note or a bad note, I still think that there's always something positive that comes from each relationship. And I guess the best thing I learned from all of them is finding out what really love is, right? You're in there. You say you love each other, but then you realize that this isn't love. When you separate, I've always said this in my interviews, if you truly love one another, if she's the one, you won't let your relationship come to ending, you know, or separating. So the best thing I've learned from all the relationships that is that whole process of what is true love. So I don't want to be that guy that gets pressured in to, you know, jumping into a marriage because of the pressure from family, from friends, from society, that it's now's the right time, or even the pressure of the relationship where you're both, I guess, wanting to be in love. And that's I guess I learned that. I was like, okay, maybe I want to be in love. I'm looking for love, but I don't really feel it. So I learned to be brave enough to, even if I'll get bashed and get stereotyped as a player, as this guy who's just doesn't treat women properly, I said, yeah, I'll take all of that. I know that I'm very respectful to all my girlfriends, and I just, I guess, learned to be brave to continue searching, right? To find that right person. And then suddenly, out of the blue, here she comes. And it's so weird how everything just fell into place. Same village, how many houses down, and things just fell into place so fast. And here I am, thankful that I did learn to be brave, to actually step out of relationships. And I stepped out of relationships where there was really nothing wrong, but it just wasn't there, you know. And a small instance, which in other relationships you'd save, you just throw that over the shoulder and move on with this relationship and see where it goes. But I learned that I saw that signal and I was like, okay, this isn't the one. This can't be the one. And that's, I'm not making that person a bad person. I'm just saying this is just not, we're not supposed to be right with each other. So why force it? Why force it?
I love what you said, because I think it's such an important lesson for couples out there, that you have to be brave enough. Like, you have to have the courage not to give in to all these other pressures, you know, whether it's society or the other person or family or whatever it may be. There's so many different reasons why we stay in relationships that aren't completely right for us. We know it. Yeah. We just sometimes don't admit it.
Personality is too strong to be, you know, dictated by others.
It
worked for him.
Even question you said my personality is so strong. I had to learn the hard way. I was stuck in a long relationship because I just said, "Oh, I have to make it work. I have to make it work. I have to make it work." And then one day I was just like, "No, this is not. I won't be happy.
Because you're forced.
We both won't be happy. You might as well do it for yourself and respect for your partner." Because we're just, I guess, wasting each other's time, you know.
And that takes courage and bravery to admit that to yourself.
Yeah, you know, it's really worrying, especially I'm older than Ellen, and I was like, what's going to happen? Am I really going to find somebody? I'm getting old. But even with that, I was like, I'm not going to let that pressure make me just jump into a relationship with anyone. And here she came, and I was trying to resist it because... I guess stuff like that, what I just said, you know, maybe this is because, you know, I need to find a partner. No. And this energy just consumed me. And it was like, I was hooked. And all my friends, they even said they did this 21 gun salute, man down. And that's the first time that my boys did that ever. They're like, we have never seen you this way. Man down. Yeah.
Wow.
And, yeah, so the best thing I learned is just to be brave enough to go out and just look for that right person for you.
Yeah, because, you know, if you settle, then you live with what you settled, right? But if you keep going until you find what you really want, you will find it.
Yeah.
And it can take 44 years, it can take, you know, 25 years, it can take 60 years, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Hi there. Are you feeling overwhelmed or anxious about what is going on in your life? Is your past keeping you stuck? Or do you have patterns repeating in your relationships? Check out my well-being center at www.thirdeyeonline.com to find out how a theta healing session can help you. Book an appointment online at www.thirdeyeonline.as.me or join our community via Facebook and Instagram on @thethirdeyewellness to participate in our free weekly meditations, our webinars, and events to help you manage your well-being and be the best version of yourself. You are loved.
Now, Ellen, for you, on Insta stories, I know you give a lot of relationship advice to a lot of people. A lot of people are asking you for relationship advice. I've seen it, you know, and you give really good advice. But do you take your own advice? Do you think all these questions from different people, you know, made you better at recognizing what you want in a relationship? And perhaps even, you know, How did that help?
So yeah, I started giving advice during the start of quarantine, and that's when I started to really work on myself. When I was really trying to figure out what I want and what I don't want, and what I thought was good for me and not good for me. So
right.
Yeah, I think at that time it was just me. I didn't have a love life back then. But yeah, I would take my advice. I would do that. And that's how I met him.
Yeah,
I made right choices for myself, and that's what led me to Derek and all these good things happening around me. So yeah.
So what have you learned? What are the biggest lessons you've learned from your past, from your relationships? What would you say, that really helped you make the right choice, you know, make the right decisions for yourself? It's like relationship advice highlights from what you were giving.
It's how I learned that I should not be treated like shit. I do not deserve to be treated like shit. But also I learned a lot about myself, about my problems and my patterns, why my relationships didn't work, or why I was pushing my exes, my partner's buttons at that time, because I couldn't communicate well. So, yeah.
So you looked within. You looked at what was within you that was creating the stress and conflict in your life.
The problems, because it was the same pattern. It was always the same. So when I did the work, the inner work, that's when I realized, okay, this is where I'm lacking.
Right.
And this is what I need to work on. And when I started to work on that, when I applied it to Terry, I'm not saying I'm the best communicator now, but, you know, compared to before, there's a big difference. That's why things between us are chill.
Chill. Derek has all these like romantic words, and he's like, you know, the energy, and I feel like you're shy to talk about what's happening.
Me? Is that shy? Are you? No, because we just had a fight and it was about communicating.
It wasn't really a fight. It was more of like...
Yeah, it was a fight.
Is it a fight?
We were both so drained after.
Yeah. No, that was drained. It was...
Yeah, it was unpleasant. It was unpleasant.
Yeah. But for me, effortless to fix. I guess it's just...
But fights are normal, right?
Yeah.
It's healthy.
Yeah,
it's healthy.
Completely.
You get to know each other even more.
Yeah,
it was effortless, but it was draining in the sense that because we're so used to being on cloud nine, we're so used to being just the relationships going smoothly, that when you have this little blip, it's you're not used to it, and it just takes a lot out of you. But like fixing it, we sat in a room. It took a while. We sat in a room, talked, moved position in the room. Talked.
That was very hard though, because I'm used to just walking out.
Yeah, she just walks out.
I'm so used to just like shutting down, and then I won't show, you know, and see you for 3 days, and I'm back, and it's like nothing happened. But with Derek, like, okay.
Right.
I was very focused on the goal, and my goal was, okay, I want things to be okay. I want to fix this. So, you know, like, I couldn't believe that I was able to, you know, I'm able to just fix it right there.
That's your growth in communication, because now you can express yourself. And the other thing you said, Ellen, you talked about responsibility and like accountability, like you're looking at where your areas of improvement are, and you're doing your best to figure it out and to make it work for each other. And I think that's what's important in a relationship. Now, how do you two sort of make each other better? What do you think the other person, how does the other person influence each other, or how does this relationship make you better?
You know, I don't know, but I know I'm better.
It's not even 2 months.
I do. I. Funny. This is so funny. I asked myself that, and I was talking to my, my best friend about it. I like me. I like this version of myself. I do feel like the Derek of 15 years ago, who loves life, spontaneous, full of energy. But I feel like I'm better than that guy, and I even everything around me. Like my relationship with my son is all falling into place ever since she came into my life. And I have that has been like my focus in the past couple of years. And it seemed like it was just baby steps. And when Ellen and I got together with this whole, all the energy, the house, everything just changed. And there wasn't baby steps. It was just a big leap forward. And my son came down and spoke to me one morning and said, I think it's time for me to call you dad. After how many years? And I just broke down and I gave my son a hug, broke down even more. And I'm like, here I am. I don't cry. I've cried more happy tears in my life than this. And I'm like, well, I feel so soft. What's happening to me? And I panicked and I ran to Ellen, who was drying her hair. And I just had to go there and hug her to feel.
He broke down. I thought someone died.
I walked in and she was like, you could see the panic in her eyes. Somebody died. Somebody get COVID. And I just cried. And I told her, like, my son just called me dad.
Wow. You know, Derek, you learned something from her, right? Because you said in the beginning of the podcast, you said that one of the things that really made an impact on you was her relationship with her child, right?
Yeah.
And somehow you energetically or subconsciously or somewhere along the way, you picked that up and it healed your relationship with your son, or it moved it forward.
Yeah, you know, I'm believing all of this now. She kept on talking about the subconscious.
He doesn't believe that the
subconscious. It's not that I don't believe. It's like I don't understand it. I you're not the best at explaining.
Yeah, I'm not.
No, but I'm learning, and I'm definitely a believer because everything around me is just getting better. Everything.
Wow.
Even when I asked permission from my mom, I was expecting, you know, like it to be difficult, but it didn't even last 5 minutes. I just went up to Ellen and I told my mom already. She's like, what? Even when I spoke to Ellen's mom, I guess you're just so sure that you're so confident about what you're saying. And I was nervous. She took a video of me asking permission from her mom. I was nervous, but it's like I knew what I was going to say. And how to express myself.
And you know, people read that, right? Whoever you were talking to, whether it was her mom or your mom, you know, they feel your energy and there's no resistance.
Even my mom, when I talk to her mom, getting married, she's like, okay. It's like, I told them, she was so calm. She was so chill. I was expecting her to be like, are you sure? Yeah. Are you sure about that?
I was like, wow. Even when I spoke to my son, I asked permission from my son. I was expecting him to, you know, show some sort of like, you know, negative energy. But it was just all positive. I want you to be happy. I was like, what? What did you just say? And he goes, it would be cool for me to have a little brother. Okay, wow. Everything's just
wow.
Falling into place. Yeah.
It's working. It's flowing.
Yeah.
Flowing.
Yeah.
Now, I got a hard question for you guys. Okay. What makes you confident that this is going to work?
That's not hard.
Be confident.
Okay. Go
because
ahead.
I keep my word. I promise you that. And okay. I always do. And it's easy to keep my word. I mean, you're not a hard person to love and you're very respectful. For me, respect is very important. Love can't stand alone. I mean, respect and trust should be there. So
And you said that, Ellen, on our podcast. You said a lot about respect between two people and how important that was to you.
Yeah, so as long as the respect is there, and so it shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, and you're not the type to make promises that you, you're so straightforward with everyone.
And when I stopped smoking, I told him, I promise I'll stop smoking. I did. I kept my word.
Yeah, she.
I smoked since I was 17.
Yeah.
And I just decided one day, because you wanted me to stop.
I said, I want you to be around longer.
Okay. Give me 1 week and then I'll.
That is so cute. How can you say no to that? I mean, that is adorable.
I know. I keep my word.
Yeah, she doesn't.
I don't make promises. Okay. Basta. No. So.
And how about you, Derek? How do you know?
I know because, like, again, it goes back to me liking myself. I love myself now. I really, really do. I love being me. I know I'm very lucky. I'm very blessed. I like the energy that I'm feeling. And with my personality, she knows this. If I hold on to something, and if I focus on something, which is very difficult for me to do, but if I decide to focus on something, I do it, and I finish it, and I do it right. And like with my showbiz career, I didn't think I was going to be into showbiz, but I made a decision that I'm going to try it out. And if I like it, I'm going to give it 200%. And I did. And because of that commitment and that promise to myself, I got to where I am now. And with Ellen and this relationship, I treasure this relationship so much. I don't want to lose it. And I feel, again, safe being with her. I don't have any negative energy of what if this isn't the right one. I don't focus on those things. I focus on her, what we have, how special it is. I always ask her every now and then, are you sure? Because it's so nice to hear when she says, yes, I'm sure.
Yeah. What I'm hearing from both of you is there's no doubt. Like, you are completely committed to whatever it takes to make this, work between the two of you.
It's so nice. Even when after the proposal and we didn't hire a camera guy to capture all the moments. It was all close family and friends with their cameras. There was no posing photos. There was even a plan of when are we going to announce it. She just went, put it on social media. Boom!
Honestly, it was the most natural proposal ever. Like, it was so real. It was so natural. And I think that's who you guys are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's the way to describe it. We always say that, right? It's so natural.
Yeah.
Everyone around us is so natural. You guys are just meant to be together.
None of this is curated, or this is not like planned. This is just who you guys are.
Yeah.
And I like something else you said. You talked about, I love myself. You said, I love myself. I like who I am. And for me, honestly, that's my definition of a relationship that I know is going to last. When you've got two people who love themselves completely. Healthy relationship. I mean, you have to love yourself first before you can really love somebody else. And I think people do it the other way around.
I never understood it until now. Yeah, I was like, what do you mean love yourself first? But now I understand.
Like, people do it like baliktad, right? They do it the other way around. They think that they have to find someone who's going to make them feel, to complete them, make them feel loved, and then they'll love themselves. But it's never that way. You have to be 100% committed to yourself, and then you have the capacity to love somebody else so deeply.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I see you guys, Now, Derek, you posted about chemistry with Ellen on social media. You talked about how this chemistry you guys have is on a totally different level. So talk to me about chemistry.
even if we argue, it clicks. Like, does that make sense? We talk all night, fall asleep, wake up the next morning, and we continue where we left off, and then I go through my ADHD.
No, but remember the time we were, like, really high? We thought we were on drugs?
Yeah.
Like, the whole time, for 3 hours, we were like, whoo, what is this? It's just, it's that feeling that I've never experienced. Anyone.
We just both woke up, and we sat on this chair in front of...
But we weren't on drugs.
No, on drugs.
Not even alcohol.
Yeah, we were sitting in front of a mirror and just talking, and I took a short video. I thought it was a short video, and we were just talking. And then when we looked at the video was like, how many minutes
old? 30 minutes.
30 plus minutes of us just talking. And we just forgot that the camera was there, and that's when I was like, wow, the chemistry that we have. Again, it falls back to being so natural. We're not, we always say this, we don't put our best foot forward. We joke about putting our worst foot forward.
It was. Worst foot forward.
But I mean, it doesn't mean it's bad. It's just like, we're just us talking and clicking.
And accepting.
Yeah.
You know, you guys remind me so much of my relationship with my husband. And I was telling you guys before this episode that, you know, we've been together now a little over 10 years. We're on our third child already. And we both met each other when we were like 30. So we weren't very young. We've both been through a lot of different relationships. But I remember when I first met him and I would talk to him all night, like you guys, like we just talk. And I would tell him everything I could think of that would scare him off. You know, like I would be like, you know, I see angels. I can see ghosts. Like, I'm really weird. You don't want to get to know me. You know, I'm a little bit, you know, like I did everything to show him that this is my worst. Like, you need to know everything about me. And the more honest I was, the more he wanted to get to know me better. And the more honest he was. And I think that's the foundation for a good relationship, when we can be so honest about our worst that we allow ourselves to be our best.
Yeah, and the thing with Derek is that he's mature enough to not judge. Because with my past relationships, I would open up and then I'd feel like I'm judged. And then I'd shut down.
Yeah. Wow. Guys, I am so inspired by you two, and I'm sure everyone listening is just like swooning on the other side. But you guys met during a global pandemic, you know, and this is one thing. Everyone's having the roughest time, if they're single, trying to meet other people. So what would you say to all the single people out there who are so convinced they're never going to meet anyone, much less, you know, given the current situation? What would you say to them?
I think they should take advantage of this time to actually
find a neighbor. I'm kidding.
No. No, but actually, like, find out who they are, and once they know who they are, when they
you have
out
all
there,
this time for yourself to correct. Work on yourself.
Yeah. I
focus on yourself, and then the rest will follow.
Yeah, during lockdown, I had a lot of time to think about myself, and even conversations with family became quality conversations. I'm very close to my family. But before the whole pandemic, I'd always make time for my family, but was I 100% there? No, because I'd be distracted by the other things that I do with my life. I'm so focused with my career. I'm so focused with this, so focused with that. Okay, yeah, I have a birthday to go to. It's my dad's birthday. I'll go, but I'm not really there. I'm on my phone or this, you know. But during the pandemic, all of those other things were thrown away, and I realized, wow, the conversations I had with my family were quality conversations, and I was able to have time to think about my priorities in life should be, time to think about what I really am and what I really want out of life. And when I came out of the pandemic, that's why I guess.
It's not even done.
Well, the lockdown, sorry. The lockdown. I guess I was a new person, a better person.
Yeah, so take the time.
Yeah, take time to get to think about who you really are, what you really want.
And that's what we've been saying, you know, on the podcast. Like, this is the time to get to know yourself, to work on the things about yourself you want to improve. Mm-hmm. Yes, because the most important relationship you will ever have is the one you have with yourself. That's what we say on the podcast, seriously. Okay, now, relationship tips, guys. I'm sure everybody wants to know, what are your relationship tips that you would share with our listeners? What would you say to them?
For me, you want me to go ahead?
Date as much as you can and find out what you want and don't want, and you'll get there.
Or in other words, collect and then select.
Collect and select.
You know, learn, experience, and learn and grow.
Yeah.
Collect and select.
Yeah. There. I don't know.
So sometimes you gotta make a lot of wrong turns to find your way. And sometimes you have to acknowledge that those turns took you to places you need to go to make you who you are today. And I think we've said that a lot on the podcast, that, you know, there's no point in regretting our past, but that it made us who we are today. And when we're ready, I think, to love ourselves, when we're ready to attract that person into our life, they will come.
Yeah. The best tip I can give is, don't be afraid to be judged. You know, if again, we get caught up in this whole, I'm going to show a side of me that's really not me so that I can win her over kind of thing. If you're looking for a hookup, then yeah, okay. But if you're really looking to get into a serious relationship with someone that is special, if you play that game, you might miss out on the right person. So I think you shouldn't, don't be afraid to be judged. Be yourself. And
do not false advertise.
Correct, yeah.
Mm. But that takes maturity, right? That takes maturity and a certain amount of fearlessness.
Yeah, that you'll be okay. I mean, look at me, 44 years. You know, I'm guilty of that, and I realize that. It's not healthy for you. It's not good.
Be yourself.
Yeah, be yourself.
I love that advice. I think it's the simplest and most important advice. You know, just be yourself in a relationship.
Yeah.
Be yourself.
All right.
Know what you want and be honest.
True.
The stuff really that true. I was embarrassed about myself, like this whole. I have ADHD. I act like an idiot at times, and I was very shy to show that. I'd be very, 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 very.
Really?
Yeah, I put a lot of effort. I'm trying to control my. But with her, I'm not.
Many videos of him on his ADHD is like.
Yeah. I'm not.
It's so funny.
I'm not shy to show it to her, and I'm no longer shy. Like, she'll post it. Put it on social media, and that would bother me before. But
really?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me anymore.
No, that wasn't ADHD.
No, that was ADHD.
Just you being.
But it's not something to be proud of. That I'm afraid of a small, tiny bug. But yeah, when I got triggered by, you know, and then my ADHD with my Spanish, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Awesome, guys. All right. So we are getting very close to the end of the show, guys. And I want to do something for you. So on the last episode with Ellen, we did a soulmate manifestation. And on this episode, I want to do a relationship aura sort of healing and meditation for you guys. And what it does is, like, it protects your relationship from a lot of unwanted energies that might come your way. Okay. Now, every relationship, just like each one of us, we all have like an energy field, an aura. And, you know, Derek, you've been talking about the energy between you and Ellen as well. So your relationship has a kind of energy field. And there's actually a physical camera that can capture this energy field, and it has colors. Yeah. So it actually exists, okay? It's not like just mumbo jumbo, it's real.
She said you were something anyway, I'll check it.
So the stronger your energy field around your relationship, the stronger you are as a couple, all right? So when you have a strong relationship, a strong energy field, nobody can come in between you. People who are jealous, you know, social pressure, stress, none of that is really going to kind of come into your space. Or if it does, you'll handle it really well. So I'm going to download some important energies, like feelings and so on, into your relationship aura with your permission. So can I go ahead and do that for you guys now?
Of course. Scary.
Okay, so all you got to do, no, it's not scary. It's not going to hurt. It's not like, you're not going to freak out like the bugs or anything. You're just going to close your eyes and you're going to take a deep breath in for me. And you're just going to relax. Okay. All right. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be downloading appreciation for each other, gratitude to the universe for bringing you two together, attraction and chemistry, which you're already very much aware of, friendship, because that's what's going to keep your relationship strong, understanding, the ability to share each other's problems with each other, service in some way as a couple, love, and trust. So these are 9 different traits and qualities that I'm going to go ahead and program and download your relationship aura with. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and do that now. Okay, so I'm done with that. Now I'm going to take you guys through a short meditation, okay, for your relationship. So keep your eyes closed. Take a deep breath in. Good. I want you to imagine energy coming up through the bottoms of your feet. It's kind of coming in from Mother Earth and coming into your body. This energy is moving up through your body, coming out of the top of your head, and making a beautiful ball of light. I want you to imagine yourself in that ball of light. I want you to imagine that you're going out into the universe. You're actually going beyond the universe through layers and layers of light, through a beautiful golden light, through a thick jello-like substance with swirling colors and shapes. And you're gonna move through that. You're going to go up higher, higher, higher into a tingly white, white, iridescent, bright light. I want you to imagine that you're in that light and everything around you is just bright light. You are the light. The light is you. The space you're in, this is the energy of creation, the energy of creator, the energy of all that is. This is the pure energy that creates life, the life force, which creates atoms and molecules, quarks and protons. Now, in this tingly white light, I want you to imagine that you're feeling the light move through every cell in your body. Every part of you is full of light. Now, in your mind, silently, you're going to make a request. So just say it silently in your mind. Repeat after me. Creator of all that is, it is requested that love be surrounded by me and my relationship. Thank you. And I want you to see the two of you together. So visualize that the two of you are together and this beautiful pink light surrounds you as a couple. And you are very safe in this beautiful pink light. This light envelopes the two of you, your relationship.
and you feel so safe and protected. In your mind, acknowledge this blessing is for my relationship, my partner and I, that we have the most perfect and amazing energy of love all around us. Once again, say thank you. This is done. This is done. This is done. And so it is. I want you to allow yourself to complete the visualization. You might see a few other things. I'm going to give you a few seconds for that. Now, when you're ready, take another deep breath in. Imagine yourself back in that tingly, pure white light. And very gently, very slowly, you can open your eyes.
How was your visualization?
I'm tired.
How was it? Was it easy, Derek, for you?
In the beginning, no, it's like I was trying to force the whole thing to happen.
Visualization.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
but it takes practice.
Yeah, and then I just started to focus on breathing and relax. That's when I started seeing different colors. And then
good.
Yeah. Yeah, when you told me to visualize us together, and then it's like, oh yeah, okay. I grabbed her hand. Now I'm like tired.
Good job. Well done.
Tired.
Okay.
You're tired?
So we
are you supposed to be relaxed?
I am relaxed.
Just, okay. You're chill?
I'm chill. Yeah.
Okay, so I made you do Wim Hof the other day. Do you know Wim Hof?
Okay.
The breathing exercise.
No. No, I think you'd be a natural, Derek. I think you would be a natural. Don't you think, Ellen, if he started like meditating and like doing all of these things?
Because if he'd be a natural. Felt that sensation and all that, and you know, you can visualize and feel this thing, the things that you're feeling. It's I think he'll love it.
Yeah.
Now, I remember I mentioned to you earlier, if I focus on something, if I make that decision to focus on something, like it's there. In my sports, that helps me excel in my sports. It's like if I just focus hard, like I tell myself to make things happen, it happens. And yeah,
that's your mind working for you.
Yeah, that Wim Hof.
Exactly.
Was crazy though. That was just like I stood up and I almost fell over and sweated.
Wow.
Yeah, I went to the bed and I was like, I haven't been that relaxed. I was just,
because his ADHD was acting up against, like, do this with my breathing exercise. So I made him do it.
Yeah,
he chilled out.
Honestly, Derek, like, if you do meditation, your ADHD would probably disappear.
God. Yeah.
Truly, if you started.
Yeah.
And I could see it just working amazingly well for you. But guys, we are at the end of the show, and it has been really so much fun learning all about your relationship. I am so incredibly happy for you guys. Like, seriously, I love what I'm seeing, and I love the fact that our listeners, like, they can hear this. You know, they can see what a relationship could be if they believed in it, you know, if they let themselves find something like this. Like, this is such an inspiration. And I'm really grateful to both of you guys for being so candid, for sharing, you know, your story. I think it's really going to inspire a lot of people. Now, before we go, do you have any last message for our listeners? So this is a podcast about self-love and personal growth and, you know, self-development. And I think your story really is all of that and more. So if you have what I call is our Project Loving Myself message or mantra that you would like to share with our listeners, what would you like to say before we end the episode?
Here we go again. What is your message?
I think my message to you is, with this pandemic, I really think, and I'm living proof, that you should really, really, really learn more about yourself, find out the things that you want in life and who you really are.
Thank you, Derek, for that. Ellen, how about you?
Collect and select.
Collect and select.
No, my message is, same, more or less the same. It's to really focus on yourself first. Fall in love with yourself. Learn to love yourself for those having a hard time.
Basically, it's Project Loving Myself, yeah, right? It's all about that.
Yeah.
Awesome, guys. You have been just amazing guests. Loving it. And I'm sure we're going to get so many people commenting on this. It's going to be amazing. Derek and Ellen, I know everyone's probably already following you, but if you don't mind sharing your socials, just in case anybody wants to follow you on Instagram or any other place you'd like them to find you.
Sure.
Marie.
I'm not the best.
Okay, you can follow me on Instagram. That's maria.elena.adarna. Yeah, that's it. I only have Instagram. maria.elena.adarna.
Yeah, I had to check it. You can follow me and what's happening with me in my life with Miss Ellen here on RamzayDerek07. On Instagram. I do have Twitter, but I'm not really that active.
Okay.
And I think my Twitter is King Derek Ramsey. Because I'm King. My middle name is Arthur, so King Arthur.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honestly, you guys have the cutest posts. Okay, so honestly, just for that, I think people should follow you because you have the most adorable posts. And I think that anyone watching, you know, what's going on with you guys would just, I don't know, they'd be so excited to bring their relationship up to that level, you know? So
I hope they're inspiring.
Yeah, you know how you said that, how do you know that this is the one?
Yeah.
We're going to laugh. We just did this earlier. We're fans of ourselves. We look at our photos and we can just like,
we love ourselves.
Like, no, seriously, it's so true. Like, I'm just looking at this, what are you doing? And I'm like,
I love me, I love you, and I love us. And that's all that matters.
You know, you guys are like made for each other. Seriously. You guys are like perfect for each other.
Oh, man.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for doing this. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
If you want to know more about my personal soulmate journey, catch episode 12 on season 2 of Project Loving Myself. On this episode, I talk to you about what a soulmate is, how to manifest your soulmate, and I also share with you my soulmate manifestation journey.
Derek and Ellen are the cutest couple, don't you guys think? I completely relate to their relationship because it sounds so much like mine. 10 years ago, I was on my own journey and I had been in and out of relationships for almost 10 years prior to that. I had dealt with a lot of trauma, a lot of heartbreak, but I did a lot of healing work on myself. I took my own journey of self-discovery and I fell in love with myself. And really, that's what it took. When I was ready, when I was complete, I was able to manifest my soulmate and I met my husband in 1 month. It took me 1 month from the time I met him to say yes to getting married. And 5 months later, we were married. We've been together for more than a decade now. And it's been the easiest, smoothest, most comfortable relationship I've ever had in my life. And so much of what Derek was saying and Ellen was saying about, you know, how they feel about each other and how comfortable they feel. I mean, I completely resonate with that because I say the same things about my relationship with my husband. I know my husband is my soulmate, and I really wish that everyone could find that kind of relationship in their own life. You deserve it. You know, it's something we are all entitled to. Now, let me know what you thought of this episode. Share on Facebook, on Instagram, Insta Stories, and don't forget to tag at Project Loving Myself Podcast and at Sanaya Gurnamal. I leave you this week again with our Project Loving Myself quote, "The heart knows when the search is over." So listen to your heart, guys. It will never fail you. Sometimes we make decisions that are too much in our head, or they are dependent on what's going on around us, on other people. But the real answers, well, they're in our heart. Our heart knows. Derek talked a lot about patience and having the courage to wait for the right person. And I completely believe in that. When you find that soulmate, everything is so easy. It just falls into place. There's no stress or anxiety. You know, there's no drama. There's no pain. It's just the most natural thing in the world. And it is something we all deserve to experience. But to get there, we must heal ourselves. We must learn to love ourselves. We must be so whole and complete in ourselves that we can be a true soulmate to somebody else. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Project Loving Myself podcast. You are so loved, and don't you forget that. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and powered by Podmetrics.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.